Good morning.
Has arrived.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you? Has arrived.
Good morning. Sounds like somebody's
has arrived. This is Mary Lou. Who am I? Is this Steve I'm speaking to?
Yeah, this is Steve. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Just got back in from Austin last night late.
Did you have a great time?
It was very, very good. Very, very good. Excellent all the way through.
Yeah, the one I went to a few years ago was really awesome.
You know, the only one I can remember seeing you was way back when they had it downtown in the convention center. Do you remember the summit way back then when you came?
Yep, that's the only one I came to.
Okay, that's the one that I saw you. That's the only one I knew that I'd seen you and all. And you got a ticket from us, or we bought a ticket from you. I can't remember what it was for some of our group.
Yeah, I think you bought it from me. You bought it from me, and I was so thankful to move that ticket.
Well, that was good. Sometime we can help each other out, can't we?
Yes, we can. Lots of other people have come on. Who's come on?
Betty has arrived.
Good morning, Betty. How are you today?
Good morning, Steve. I'm fine. How about you?
I'm doing great. Margaret's on.
Has arrived.
That's great. Someone else just joined us.
Good morning. This is Anita.
Hey, Anita. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Good.
Good morning, Anita.
Good morning. Reminded me, I was so busy yesterday, I forgot to check on the K-1.
That's just fine, because I've been so busy, I haven't taken the time to email it to you.
Has arrived.
Morning. Anyone else like to say hi?
We had a good visit yesterday with Shara and Liz Coker. They said, told us a little bit about the summit, and also Liz told us a little bit of her story. It's quite a story of rags to riches, and very motivational for those of us that are sitting on the fence doing nothing to get busy. I was very impressed.
Yeah, me too.
Steve, who told you that?
Liz Coker shared a little bit of her story. Very little, but
okay. Just a little. Well, that's
just
great.
A little. It's very inspirational what she's been able to do.
She really has many accomplishments.
I'll say she does.
From what I can tell, I can't remember if I met her when I was down there before to the summit, but she sure seems to be a very humble lady.
She really is great.
Yes, indeed, and she sure makes me feel like a slacker. Yeah. Anybody have anything new or different, or something going on as far as the KVB and what we're doing?
No, except one day when I was on, they were talking about points, and I never did. I was going to say I've been off so much, I hadn't. I'm not sure what all the points were and if you're actually working on those.
Yeah, we are working on those. I don't think too diligently because nobody really is reporting them. Right, and let me see if I know I have them written down somewhere, Onita. Let me see if I can dig them out, and we'll kind of go over them.
I'm going to say I know I had the old ones, but not the...
Yeah, we changed it around a little bit because this is a little different situation, so...
Right.
Yeah. Anybody else have them?
I'm sure just Steve's got them recorded on one of the calls.
I'm sure that's true.
Yeah, they're on the calls, but it's been a while.
Yeah. I know that, I know we still are dealing with the water the same way.
Yeah.
You know, too, that, I can't pick them out right off the bat here, but, I lied. I just, okay, let's see what we have. The first one is your water.
Mm-hmm.
So 8 10-ounce glasses of Pymag water, or half your body weight. The second is drinking the Vital Balance. Preferably first meal of the day, have within 1 hour of rising. 20 to 30 minutes of a brisk walk or other exercise. Probably about 150 minutes a week. The Kins and Whole Food Nutritionals would be number 4. Number 5 is a midday meal, Vital Balance or a Sensible Balanced meal. Number 6 is your evening meal, if you're having the Vital Balance for that meal, add a plate of raw or steamed vegetables with it. Number 7 is to journal your food choices, your eating times, and your feelings. And number 8 is the positive experiences, which is part of journaling or listening to the call. Number 9 is your sleep. Adequate sleep or the sleep system, either one. And that's what we have is 9 points.
Okay. Thanks.
And the Kins and Vital Balance is suggested to replace 1 or 2 meals a day while eating a sensible whole foods meals. So that's it. You know what? Also, what I have done is to pull off on Pathfinders. They have that 0 to 60 project. And in that, they have a 15-day project cycle life transformation regime that is a 2-week kind of form. And it has daily things, you know, like it has the Kins and Vital Balance and the Pymag water, Greenzymes and Siaga, nutritional support, rest, exercise, comfort and energy support, and passive support, so that it encompasses the all of the Nikon products for a wellness home kind of thing. So on each day, all you have to do then is go in and check
what you've done, what you have put into your day that is under those headings. And so that makes it pretty simple for me, and it pretty much encompasses those 9 points that we have as well. Is anybody else doing anything with that?
No, I haven't checked in Pathfinders for years. I need to do that.
Yeah, they have
has left the conference.
Going on at this point as far as the 0 to 60 project, which is the KVB.
Okay.
And they do a Thursday night call as well that's just for about 20 minutes or a half hour, that they have some stories, some testimonials, and just different things. But also I think they have that past ones recorded too, if I'm not mistaken. Steve would probably know that better than me.
I'll have to check those out.
Yeah, it's got a lot on there that's helpful for this.
I just run out of time sometimes. I keep thinking I need to go check the Roger Drummer ones too, because I never get to listen to those either. And he's got so much good stuff.
And from Vance's call on Saturday, he brought up that Roger is going to be having a website go up that, from what I understand, pertains basically to the KVB. I think he's going to get an email out this week, perhaps, that will give us the information on where to go for that.
That'll be
good. I think that'll be very important as well.
Gee. Has arrived.
So, that's
good morning,
about Jeannie. Where we are. I was going to say that on, I was running out of my KVB, and I was supposed to get a new shipment on Friday, and it didn't come till Monday, so I had Saturday and Sunday and Monday basically without it, and that was a terrible thing. I can't tell you how much I miss that when it's not here for me to use, for both my husband and I. And I was so glad that this morning I can again. So that was a wonderful thing.
I still got one of the old cans that I need to incorporate somehow, so I don't know if I should mix a scoop of each or what so that I can get that one gone.
Yeah. I don't know, can you know, the one thing that I thought about that was the old, I think is better to use for like the brownies that we were making.
Yeah.
Because the new, really should not be heated.
Mm.
The best out of it. So, you know, if you do any of that kind of stuff, it might be good to hang on to some.
I heard Jeannie come on, too.
Yeah, I thought I heard her, too.
I'm hanging out in the background here.
So are you back home, or are you still in Texas?
No, I'm home. I came home last night.
Mm-hmm. Ah. And did you have a wonderful time?
It was great. It was really a fun time. And with my family, too. I was there
right.
for 3 days, and then I drove down to Austin, and then drove back up for a couple of days after the conference was over. Conference was wonderful.
That's
very
what Shar and Liz were saying yesterday,
mm-hmm.
that it was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, were you able to stay for the last part of it?
I did.
Wrap up?
Mm-hmm.
I know Shar said that was spectacular.
Yeah, I'm hoping I can get a copy of Rick's wrap up, because it was great. It was amazing. He's just really has a way of putting the vision out there.
Yes, he
and
does.
Saying it with a, you know, just a posture that's amazing. So, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
We're ready to rock and roll here.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Get things up and running. I'm searching for a picture on my computer. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
I'm multitasking here, which I probably shouldn't be doing when we're doing that. So how have you ladies been doing?
All good, especially now that I have my KVB back.
Yeah, I heard you say that. When Body Balance first came out, they had those little containers, travel containers that came out with it.
Right.
You're about, if you put your fingers together and make a circle, you know, it was about that size. So I had two of those. And I brought enough for my trip. Just split it up between two of those. I put the amount of scoops I needed. And so that worked out really good. And I brought my shaker. So I usually do it in my Vitamix just because I'm used to doing that. It makes it frothy. But I just shook it up in the shaker cup. You just have to hold it on really tight because it does leak when I shake it.
Oh, it does.
Shake it over the sink and hold it really tight. But it worked. It blended really well that way, and I was excited about that, too.
I've got one
of those leak in the little whizzer things. That works really well, too.
I do have a little whizzer, too. I've used that from time to time as well. I forgot to bring it with me. That would have been perfect. A little whizzer. I like that.
Yes. Like, what's a little whizzer? Yeah.
It runs low battery.
Yeah, a little battery-powered mixer type of thing.
Ah, okay.
Mm-hmm. Got a little stir stick on the end of it, and it whizzes.
Yeah,
I don't know how I missed that on that one.
I sold those
quite
a
few years. Those came out. I was looking for in my drawer and found mine and put batteries in it, and it still worked great.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Well,
the shaker that we got with the other.
Yeah. Well, I had mixed up some with a little cinnamon and stuff and put them in baggies to take to the office in case I wanted a quick lunch. And I was thinking I should take it over there for that, but so far I haven't. I've just been stirring it with a spoon if I need it, so.
That's a good idea, too. It works okay, and mix is just fine as far as I'm concerned. I usually just do it with a spoon.
Yeah. It does not hard very readily. So.
Uh-huh. Hey, I got to meet Mary Lou. Mary Lou and I put faces together. Never had been able to figure out, and I had the wrong idea of exactly what Jeannie looked like, so it was great. It was. It's funny how you make, if you've never met someone and you associate their voice with a picture in your mind somehow.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun. That was very fun. So anyway, time was so fast I never did get back to visit. I know.
And you know, I was sitting on the other side of the room, so you know how that goes. And so you
tried to get in your spot and be quiet. Listen. Yeah, I was going to see if, I was supposed to meet Glenn Blomgren and never did. He's on my RI training team. He was. He switched over to another team.
So he wasn't there?
He was there. And he said to me, he emailed me and he said, I can't believe we didn't meet each other. I said, I can't either. I kept looking around to see if I would recognize him because I kind of there was a picture on his, something came up with a picture, probably on my phone because of Facebook. I think it's his Facebook picture comes up on my phone. So I kind of had an idea of what he looked like and I thought I recognized one guy and it turned out he was a diamond, from somewhere there in Texas, Houston area. Kind of looks a little bit like him, but that wasn't him. And that's as far as I got. You know, I kind of looked around a little bit, but I never really saw him. So that's the way it goes sometimes, I guess. Another day we'll do that.
Yeah. Well, it does. You're so restricted by the schedule that's there, and trying to find somebody that you've never met before. So it gets difficult.
Yeah. There were 300 people too. It was great. I didn't expect there were going to be that many people there, but there were. So that was nice.
How was the deal out there, Jeannie, that night? Did you go?
I did. I went for a little while, and it was beautiful. I took some great pictures. The view is amazing. Like they said, the food was good. It was Mexican food. They put out a buffet meal, and it looked really nice. I had some rice and beans, and they had homemade tortillas. And then I put in my tortilla. I had the rice and the beans. Put the beans on top of the rice, and then I put my corn tortilla, or I think it was a flour tortilla, but they make them fresh there, and I put a blob of avocado guacamole in there with a big thing of salsa on top, and it was very delicious.
That sounds good, Lynn. Well, you know, I had to leave, and I had to leave just as soon as I helped a little bit on cleanup, but I had to leave. I was going back to Waco to a wedding. And I had to get the rehearsal thing for the wedding was Sunday, so my schedule was tight too.
Yeah.
And all. And so, anyway, it was great.
Good. It was so nice to meet you.
Thank you. Same here. I had the most unusual thing happen that I've never had in my life. I took a shower that night. Everybody else was kind of in bed, and it was late in the room and all. I took off a ring that I had made and designed, because I do jewelry, used to a lot, and all, and never found that ring the next morning. Took it off over, you know, in the dressing area in the bathroom. So that just really made it hard on me that day to finish up with everything and be on a highlight, because I couldn't believe it and couldn't figure it out. Still haven't.
Really?
Yes.
Well, did you see
it was a big, heavy ring. It wasn't like a small ring. It was big and heavy, and I had never sold it because it had too much silver in it. You know, it was too heavy for most people. But anyway, that's just life. Part of the things we have, and they disappear. So,
wow.
Wow, that was a shame.
It really was. I left a message. I went back after our break to, you know, and looked again and looked again and looked again, but I've never had any.
Has arrived.
Anyway, everything else was great.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Anybody have a favorite recipe?
Just have to pick up and go on.
Yeah, I know. Stuff happens, doesn't it?
It does.
Any other, anybody have a good recipe lately?
No.
Well, I got to hug, Monty, too. It's the first time I met Monty, so. And, that was good. At least I.
Yeah.
We should have had a lifestyle luncheon. You know, things were.
Yes.
Things were moving around so quickly, it was just amazing.
I didn't even know Monty was there.
He was, yeah.
Great. Oh, I didn't see him there again.
Yeah. Well, there was just a lot of, he was sitting kind of in front of me, towards the front of the room, and I happened to see him. And then as we were leaving, he came over and said, Jeannie. So I think we were both heading out the same door, and we were within shouting distance. So, yeah, it was fun. It was a great time. I was telling a group yesterday, it's good to, if you can get to any of these events, I just always recommend go, because it's so hard to communicate what happened there. You know, you can pick out some highlights and all of that, but it's not the same as being there.
You're absolutely right. It makes all the difference in the world. The whole feeling about everything with it plays such a part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Well, I've gotta get ready for Char and Denny are flying in here tonight.
Right. Nice.
Lucky me.
Yeah.
I've gotta get my house in order a little bit and get my day started. Anybody else have I kind of butted in here, so you guys go ahead if you want to continue on.
No, we're just kind of filling in for Nancy's not being here.
I know. Have you talked with her? Anybody?
No, I have not.
Okay.
Did she have her other leg done?
Yes.
Should have been last week, right? Was it last Tuesday or has it been Tuesday?
I thought it was Tuesday a week ago, so it would be a week, wouldn't it?
Exactly, a week today.
Mm-hmm. A week today, okay. Yeah, I was thinking about her last week. Maybe I'll give her a call. I haven't talked to her in ages. I won't be able to do it today because when I get on the phone, we talk for hours.
I think she said she was going to stay. Didn't she say before that she stayed nearly a week? But because they began to do, I don't remember for sure, but I believe they do.
Oh, physical therapy maybe.
Physical therapy right there, start in, you know, within hours or something.
Yeah, they always start.
Could be, yeah, that could certainly be.
Good reminder. So I know she'll be busy for a while.
Yeah, so I'll wait another week or so and see.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, it's nice hearing everybody's voice.
Yes.
We'll talk again tomorrow. Y'all go ahead if you want to. I'm going to hop off and start my day here. I found the picture I was looking for, too.
Good.
You guys are awesome. Have a care. Have a KVB day.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Anybody else have anything before we sign off?
I've got to sign off, too, so thank you. Appreciate it.
You bet. Have a good one, Mary Lou.
Okay, bye-bye.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.